Whether you're going out,
staying in,
lying in bed,
or just doing your thing. This is Living Up The Weekend.
Living Up The Weekend.
So Phil, as it's your last show, we thought that we'd make you something a little bit special. You're about to hear some very kind words from all of the people that you've hung around in the office with for the past 3 years.
Hi Phil, I'm really gonna miss Living Up The Weekend. It's been awesome and I'm sad it is going. Have a good time though and please visit us.
Hey Phil. It's safe to say you've done an awful lot for this station over the few years that you've been here. I mean, I've only been working here for 1 year now, but the effect that you have on the place is really quite apparent. And I'd have to say that it's not going to be the same without Phil Stoneman. And I think Saturday prime times will perhaps never recover from the lack of Living Up The Weekend. We'll miss you, Phil.
Thanks so much, Phil, for everything you've done. I've really loved all your shows, and thank you again for helping out with Varsity this year. You were great help with all the biscuits.
Hi, Phil. I've not known you for that long, but in the short space of time that I have known you, you've made a huge impact on my life. And I see you as my economics big brother at the radio station, so good luck and peace out.
Hi, Phil. It's Tim. Make sure you live up the rest of your life because it's been a wonderful pleasure to know you. First time I went on air with you, I was amazed at how good you were. It's like your voice goes up 3 octaves. You go into this amazing zone of presenting Zen. I'm sure it's from Terry Wogan. So, yeah, basically, have a fantastic life. Sound like a Doctor Who outro or something. It's been really great to know you. You're one of the genuinely nicest and most lovely people that I've had the pleasure of knowing. And I hope that you don't ruin the sports show when you present it next week. I've always appreciated your contributions when you've made us look really stupid by winning Beat Loro, despite the fact you have no idea about football. So, yeah, have a good one.
Hey Phil, it's Sean. I just wanted to say that it's been a pleasure working with you since our freshers year, and I wish you all the very best for the future. You've made sure that I'll live up my weekend every weekend for the rest of my life.
Hi Phil, it's Ed here, just saying that it's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you and working with you on Raw over the last 3 years, and I wish you all the best in the future, and I'm sure we'll catch up soon. So once again, it's been a pleasure.
Hi Philip, this is Will Dove. You've always been a great inspiration to me. I've always found your unending enthusiasm and determination very, very inspiring. And I've always thought of you as a bit of a mentor at Raw. Someone who's always there, who always knows what to do, and who is just a very friendly face to see around the office. I wish you the best of luck in the rest of your life, and hopefully one day we'll have that business together selling white Lamborghinis in Devon.
Hello, Philip Stoneman. It is Olivia here. Just wanted to say thanks a lot for everything you've done for Raw. You really have kind of been the lifeblood of a society. Always been so friendly and helpful throughout my time at Raw, and I know you're going to be very, very missed at the society. Best of luck with everything you do in your future. I'm sure you're going to be on Radio 2 in no time. So yeah, good luck with everything.
Hello! You're right.
Phil, it's been absolutely great knowing you for the last 2 years. Like, you're definitely one of the like most friendly people I met when I first joined Raw. And you know, you really helped me like get more involved and stuff. And above all else, and I think I speak for everyone when I say this, everyone has appreciated Living Up The Weekend, being on every Saturday, apart from one where it was vastly improved by Joe and I. And it has been really entertaining, and I think, you know, if you can do that here, you're going to go really far in life.
I love you, Philip!
Hi, Phil. You've been a wonderful member of Raw, and I'm really sad to see you go. I remember when I first joined the society, coming into the office, and you were there, smiling and looking very happy and jolly as always. And that has continued for the duration of the time that I've known you at Raw. You've always been one of the best, friendliest, most helpful members and friends that I've met at the SU University. And I wish you the best of luck in whatever you'll do in the future. I know you'll be fantastic, and I just hope that you'll keep smiling and being the quirky, silly little fella that you are. And don't forget, custard creams are always the best biscuit.
So bye, Philip. It's been really, really lovely to work with you and have you as a friend here at Warwick. You're one of the loveliest people I know, given so much to so many societies, and we'll all miss you loads.
Phil, I wish I had your optimism and enthusiasm. You're genuinely one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Bye, Phil. See you around Devon.
Hey, Phil. Where do I start? I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you, basically. That's the main thing. When I started out, I had a show before yours. When me and Josh were thinking, let's improve our radio show, it was mainly because we heard yours afterwards and thought, yeah, yours is a lot better than ours. And then when we decided, okay, maybe we should try and make a few jingles, you were the head of production, so we saw you again. And it's just, you were nice enough and you pushed us a little bit. I don't think anyone else has the same sort of, what's the word? It's not ambition. It's not perseverance. Niceness? That's not even a word. I would have become treasurer if you didn't suggest it, that's the thing. So I wouldn't have been in the exec. I literally would not be here if you had not been around, that's the thing. Because you're nice to everyone, like regardless of whether they're part of the exec or just like work and just have like one show, like every 2 weeks. Even if you only saw them for one term, you'd always be nice. That's really good. It's not going to be the same without you, without someone like you. I don't think anyone's going to be able to fill those kind of shoes. It's going to suck. I'm going to miss you. I'm sure everyone else will miss you as well, but I'm truly going to miss you because you were a good friend. You were a good, like, I admire you in every sort of sense as well. You're like an idol in this whole society. Good luck with all your endeavours. I'm sure you're going to succeed in everything you do. And it's not going to be the same. And thanks. Thanks for everything.
Philip Stoneman, I cannot believe that me and you are graduating finally. It's going to be very weird that we're not hanging around Raw every day. Also going to be very weird that Living Up the Weekend isn't on. That is possibly one of the best shows I've ever heard on Raw, and there has been quite a lot since we've been here. So I'm very sad that it is going to be going off the schedules. I do hope, though, that you might start a podcast all the way from Devon. That'd be amazing. So Philip, thank you for everything that you've done for Raw. Thank you for getting me involved in the first place and having very long production meetings with a scared second year me chatting about biscuits and various jingles we'd like to make. So thanks again, Philip, for being amazing, and I hope that everything goes how you want it to after university. I no doubt I'll be seeing you very soon anyway, so this isn't goodbye, Phil, as much as you might want it to be.
Hi, Philip, Scott here. Hope everything's all right. Well, here we are, the end of an era at Raw, the final Living Up the Weekend, and your departure from this fine institution. What can I say? It's been a pleasure working with you, both inside and outside the station. You arrived at Warwick a whole 2 years after me, but it seems like you've been there forever. Looking back to the autumn of 2012, when you first set foot in Raw and presented your first show, we, as the exec of the time, knew that somebody special had arrived. So when you decided to run for the committee that year as head of production, everyone was understandably delighted. From there, you've gone on to be Raw's secretary, deputy station manager, and earlier this year you took on the role of acting station manager when I had to depart early. You've been an absolutely fantastic member of the committee year in, year out, and have done an amazing job at helping grow the station and make members new and old feel welcome. You're one of the most friendly and approachable people I've had the pleasure of meeting. Nothing is too much trouble. And, well, I don't know if maybe you're a time traveller, but you always seem to have time for everyone and everything, managing exec positions on two other societies, Drumsock and DOV. Speaking of DOV, and I think you know what's coming here, one of my radio highlights of all time has got to be your cover of the Beatles track Let It Be, except you changed the lyrics in your live rendition following the society's weekend trip to Snowdonia a few years back. I think it'd be rude not to hear it one more time.
And when the president bangs the minibus, we don't really make much fuss. He has all the maps. It's D of E. We're walking through the hills of Wales, and we're taking in the views that we see, with new friends all around me. D of E. Let it be. Dear V. Let it be. Dear V. Yeah, there will be answer. It's Dear V.
You know, I'm still hoping that you'll release that as a contender for the Christmas number one someday. Anyway, I just wanted to say a massive thank you for being such a legend. From Raw's mammoth charity broadcast, the Marathon, to the Raw Awards, the Summer Party, and so much more, you've been there throughout, and you've made the station what it is today. As well as your shows, listeners will recognise you as one of the newsreaders on the Raw News team, for which you've produced some top-quality reports and packages during your time here. I've got no doubt that you'll do well in whatever you decide to pursue in the future. If it is the radio side of things, all I can say is watch out Graham Norton and Terry Wogan, as I think it's about time Living Up the Weekend went national. I have to say, your show has got to be one of my favourite radio broadcasts of all time, and I'm really not sure what I'm going to listen to on a Saturday lunchtime now. It was an honour to guest on your show and take part in the infamous Living Up the Weekend quiz. Best of luck with everything, and I do hope we keep in touch. See ya!
Goodbye, Philip Stoneman!